strife. I said, Disraeli, say what you got for me. I know that Che Guevara is something you probably take quite seriously. Have you got some shit to say about the man Che? You know your history a lot better than me.
I don't know this. 15
minutes, so
hang on for a tick. We'll see how we go. Oh yes, Beauty Man. Am I ready for this? I've got everything together. Water. Beer. Glasses. Notes. Pen. This is Blaine Crellin for the Turak Times and Tag Magazine. In Melbourne, Australia. And it's about 6 p.m. on a Tuesday evening. It's been a beautiful day. Birds are tweeting. It's almost dusk. The time has come to interview Darren Foreman, aka Beardy Man, or the other way around, depending on which you're aka.
Hello, Blaine.
Yes, hi. How are you?
I've got Beardy Man here for you. Just running up the stairs.
He's running up the stairs? Or
there he is.
You're running up the stairs.
Hello.
Hey. Darren?
Okay.
Yeah, g'day.
Hi.
Blaine here.
Hi, Blaine. How you doing, man?
Yeah, good. How's your day been?
Just started. It's morning here in England.
How are you doing this morning? Last time I did a morning interview, I wasn't in the most of 100% shape, but it's evening here now, and it's all good. Yeah. You're an improv sentient driven sound creator, live performance, you know, audience.
Attract,
you know, it all happens at once. Where does it come from?
It comes from a place deep within us all. It comes from the eternal and emerges into this broken world in which we find ourselves.
It does too, doesn't it? You mentioned in one of your earlier things about being sentient driven.
What driven?
Well, I'm an observer of something bigger than all of us, perhaps. And, you know, let's, for argument's sake, call it a sentient being, something other than ourselves. That allows us to function and...
Are we getting transcendental here?
Oh, we could. Would you rather we went in another direction?
I'd rather you talk about the tour.
The tour?
Sorry.
The Tour de France is finished, but the Giro is upon us, and you are going to be in Sydney. I'd rather you. I wouldn't mind seeing you in Melbourne if it's available at the Corner Hotel on the 13th of September. And but you arrive in Melbourne. Are you in Australia on the 7th and 8th of December at the Sydney Lovely Opera House?
I can't remember offhand exactly where I am and what day. I'm flying on a plane to Australia and then leaving again.
You are. It's a lovely. Have you visited our fair shores before?
Have I done something?
Have you visited our fair shores before? Have you come to Australia before?
I was attacked by a gang of drop bears last time I was here. I'm sure we'll do that.
Right. I'm sure you would have worked a way around that. The sounds that you make, did you make these sounds growing up as a child and through your teens and trying to get this chicka-chicka best sound thing going on so it reverberates in these beautiful looping machines that you've developed? You use them in such an amazing way, which creates an audience driven by fever almost, really, I think, from what I noticed. Is that a bit hyped? Driven by a fever of sorts, like, you know, when the whole room's together with you, we're making the same music at the same time. It's quite...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have quite a way with words, my friend. Dempsey and Fever, apparently. Yeah. I tried to, corral the room into one kind of state of audiastic fervor, I suppose. Yeah, you could say it's an improvised show in which I make a new live album every show, and then
it's a good way of doing it. Yes.
Part album making process that essentially you don't worry about what it is.
No, not until it happens. Right. So you're going from Sydney to Brisbane to Melbourne, and then you're somewhere else, I'm guessing. So the east coast of Australia. September should be nice. It's autumn. The flowers are out. No, it's spring.
I can't understand the word you said before you
go. We're in the southern hemisphere, so it's going to be topsy-turvy about weather-wise. Yes.
Yep.
So, any...
I'm prepared for that. That's fine. It's more the drop bears that I'm worried about and the heat snakes, because I've been told about them, and they're very real.
Oh, they're in the countryside. They don't come into the city. It's a bit like the kangaroos. You'll be fine once.
50-foot kangaroos and microscopic spiders.
Yeah, just don't go fiddling around in the jungle, I guess. It's a forest out there. What are you doing?
Well, maybe we should wind up.
I've been to Australia a few times. It's always been fun.
Yeah. So, are you performing this week somewhere where you are?
Yes, I'm going up to the Edinburgh Festival to do this Australian show, and I'll be doing that.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's wind this up, I think we've gone as far as we've ever
gone with this. That's the most awkward interview.
Oh, well. Well, it's okay. So what is impossible? So, you've created these amazing loops with imagination and technical abilities. You know, if observation of the sound is created, then what next? And how would you like to influence your audiences with the creations that you make with them? That's right. Well, it just happens on the spur of the moment then, I guess, doesn't it?
I'm very rarely stopped, but I don't know if that question's had enough. How do I want to influence them? I don't know if I do want to influence them.
No, I mean...
Subconsciously. I want to give them a good time.
Yeah. That's enough, isn't it?
I don't know, like, someone like Bono wants to influence his audience, and you come across a bit of a cap. I'm there to enthrall and to entertain and to talkify.
Yes.
But, I don't know if I have an agenda. I don't know. Is that what you meant?
Yeah, well, yes, I did. That's exactly it. Well, that's just pure entertainment ad lib, isn't it? Okay.
Have you done like a lot of acting?
I'm not.
Your questions are amazing. They're very out there.
Not lately.
Yeah.
Ah, yes. All right. So your crew is coming with you, I'm guessing.
No, it's a one man band kind of experience, and I've got a tour manager.
Yep.
He comes along with me.
Okay.
Yep.
Nice one. All right, that's good.
Okay, we must find this up.
Okay,
thank
you very much.
Yeah.
That was a baffling exchange. Thank you for it.
Yeah, no, thank you very much for as well. Beardy man. Where did why Beardy Man, by the way? Well, it looks as if. It looks as if I've been hung up upon and the day is over. So Blaine Crellin from TAG has had an interesting conversation again yet. Good night.